The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. On Thursday, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro will be sworn in after his unconstitutional re-election. Much of the world considers his socialist regime a dictatorship, and a disastrous one. Venezuela is suffering the worst economic collapse in the world right now. But is it also a dangerous one? Lately, the U.S. and much of Latin America are calling Venezuela an erratic security threat. It's escalating tensions with its neighbors, and last month it welcomed Russian bomber planes into the country. To understand what's going on with Venezuela, I spoke with Bruce Bagley. Bagley is a University of Miami International Studies professor and an expert on South American security issues. Bruce, thanks. Always great to talk with you.
Pleasure, Tim.
In South Florida, we've got the largest Colombian and Venezuelan communities in the U.S. Right now, they're wondering if their home countries are trying to assassinate each other's presidents. Just before Christmas, Colombia arrested three Venezuelans for allegedly plotting to kill President Iván Duque. Any evidence the Venezuelan government could be involved?
There's no direct evidence, but the suspicions are very high and the tensions are very high. There's no love lost between the two countries. And Colombia is increasingly fearful of the mess that is occurring in Venezuela because they are on the front lines. Clearly, the Duque government has great hostility towards Venezuela. So it's plausible, at least, that there could be some machinations behind the scenes.
And Venezuela believes the Iván Duque administration is in a plot to assassinate President Maduro.
Yes. And on top of that, it is clear that the Trump administration in Washington has talked to Colombia and with Brazil about perhaps intervening at some point in Venezuela because of the humanitarian crisis.
At the same time, a Venezuelan naval ship stopped an unarmed ExxonMobil ship exploring for oil in waters that belong to Guyana. Maduro says they belong to Venezuela. And a lot of people are worried Venezuela's thinking of invading Guyana over this issue.
Regimes that are in freefall, collapse, that are authoritarian, as Maduro's government clearly is, very often rattle sabers and appeal to nationalism, right, in its most basic form, in order to distract the population from other problems. Maduro clearly has ruined Venezuela's oil industry and desperately needs distractions abroad.
On top of all that, Venezuela unexpectedly invited in nuclear-capable Russian bomber planes for joint maneuvers. Venezuelan officials said this wasn't meant as a provocation, but the rest of the hemisphere certainly saw it as one. What was Maduro trying to prove?
First of all, that if Washington has any ideas of backing an intervention in Venezuela, and there has certainly been talk, including by President Trump,
exactly,
of that, then Venezuela has friends too. It has friends in Russia. It has friends in China. We don't know whether there were actually nuclear arms on those aircraft that came in, but whether they were there or not, it's certainly an indication that at any moment Russia could place nuclear weapons in Venezuela, at least for a temporary period of time.
And also raises the specter of Cuban Missile Crisis Redux down the road.
No question about it. Here we are revisiting the early 1960s in Venezuela.
Is Venezuela becoming a sort of South American North Korea without the nuclear bomb?
They're actually making North Korea look pretty good because of the collapse in Venezuela. I mean, there's at least 1,000,000% inflation, right? The currency, the Bolivar, is worth virtually nothing.
But we don't spend as much time looking at Nicolas Maduro. As a leader and as a man, what should we be paying most attention to about him?
First, you have to understand that Maduro rose to his current position by being a lapdog, by being a total loyalist to Hugo Chavez. He had never been a very prominent politician. He had been a bus driver beforehand. He doesn't have the street smarts nor the charisma that Chavez had. And then finally, I think that he has proven to be exceptionally stubborn, hard-headed, inflexible.
Is that because he lacks all of those political skills you were just talking about?
I think so. He is dogmatic in terms of his personality. He does not have the imagination, the creativity, or by the way, the link with the Venezuelan people that Hugo Chavez had.
Is the international community doing enough to pressure Maduro to restore democracy?
Absolutely not. It's been extremely weak in its reaction. Absolutely not.
Well, thanks again, Bruce.
My pleasure, Tim.
Bruce Bagley is an international studies professor at the University of Miami. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.